Okay, Chodesh Tov. So this shiur is sponsored in honor of Reza Bat Michael. Okay, we are on Kuf Mem Zayin in Kriya Satara. Kuf Mem Zayin, Se'if Hey. Mutav tegalel amitpachat seviv ha-sefer Torah v'lo yiglol ha-sefer Torah kishakorcho b'mitpachat. First, you should wrap up roll up the sefer Torah and then wrap it around afterwards. But no, don't try and do it all at once, all together, while holding the mitpachat, because we don't want anything, less chances of it falling or ripping or anything like that. Vav. Hagolel sefer Torah betochatik to'e. One should not, I'm assuming we're talking about a Sfardak sefer Torah when it's inside its case. One should not be, should roll it from many, if you have to do a large rolling. The Kaf HaChaim points out, obviously if you're just doing a couple, moving it down a couple dapim, that's not a problem, that's done all the time. The Sfardim never take it out for a small rolling. But for a large rolling, a distance, so Shulchan Aruch writes to'eh. Why? Because if you start doing a large rolling, it might come, it might rip. Nowadays, we are more makel the Sfardim. Everyone does what they want as long as they're careful and it's not going to rip. But the reason why nowadays it's more likely to be makel is now they're made on special little bearings, little rollers, so it's easier to roll it. And less likely. It's also difficult on the arms to do a large distance rolling. Okay, Zayin. Ein hamaftir matchil ad shigmaru liglola sefer Torah. The maftir should not start until glila is finished. Kedei shelo yeim agolel tarud v'yuchal yishmo aftara. Because we want everyone, we want the person who's doing glila to be able to listen and pay attention. Also more kavod. Okay. Chet. Biyom sheyesh bo shnei sifrei Torah lo yiftechu asheni v'lo yasira mapa ad shigalu arishon. So when you're reading two sifrei Torah and you have them out, don't start with the second one until you've completely finished with the first one. Same reasoning. Ve'ein mesalkin arishona ad shekavar nichu ashenia al ha'shulchan. And we don't get rid of the first one until we're completely until the second one is on the shulchan. So that we don't have our minds removed from thinking about Kriya Satara, our mitzvot. We take out two Sefer Torah at one time when we take them out of the Heichal, the Aron. And we're always holding on to the second Sefer until we're ready to start using the first one. Okay? Kuf Mem Chet. Shaliach Shiv Shaliach Tzibur Ateva. Ein Shaliach Tzibur Aishai Lahavshit Hamap. It's referring to the Mapa, the cover, on the Hateva, on the Bima. But Tzibur Kolzman Shemaveta Knesset. As long as you're still davening there, it's inappropriate to remove. It's like closing up shop when everyone is still davening there. It's not Bekavadik. It was normal to take the Sefer Torah in those days and keep it outside the Beit Knesset. You know, we also know a long time ago, many Beit Knesset were also outdoors in the fields. So it was inappropriate. We don't keep the Sefer Torah there. It wasn't safe. So they would always keep it in somewhere in someone's house or a special place or a room which was watched. And they would bring out the Sefer Torah then. Right, that, since it was made that way, that's not a zilzal. Right, we learned earlier to take it from a proper heichal beit knesset and bring it to a yachid outside. That's what's inappropriate to the sefer Torah. But this is the proper way to do it if you want to be mechaber and shomer to keep the Torah safe. Ad torach tzibur hulitakev sham. Okay, so they used to remove it right away because it was a torach for the tzibur to have it there. Well, until they finished davening. So they would bring it before and after Kriya Satara. And so therefore we shouldn't close up the Beit Knesset, kilo, turn off the lights when everyone's still davening. Okay. Kuf Mem Tet. Shatzibur lo yetzum Beit Knesset ad shiatzni'u Sefer Torah. So the tzibur doesn't leave until they hide, until they should not leave until they remove the Sefer Torah. Here, Aleph, sorry. Ein atzibur rasha'im latzet mibeit haKnesset. The tzibur should not leave the shul. Ad sheyatzniu Sefer Torah. Until they remove this, they put away the Sefer Torah. Hagah. Miu. Im einam yotzim rak yachid leitlanba. It's not a problem if it's just a yachid, just one individual. So, just to contrast, we learned earlier that one shouldn't leave while the Sefer Torah is open while they're in the middle of laning, in the middle of reading. However, ben gavra le gavra, it's mutar. So that's for that halacha. And you want to put them together, it could be one halacha on top of another, but it seems to be, when is it okay lechatchila to leave ben gavra le gavra, between aliyot? That's if it's an individual. Not everyone walks out all at once. Also, here, so it could be, when is it mutar ben gavra le gavra? It's when, no, never mind, we'll leave it. Okay, never mind. So basically, that's a halacha, specifically ben gavra le gavra, when it's, you don't have that same, and they don't attach that same pasuk of ozve Hashem yichlu. And here it's, it's more bekavadik, and this is in particular referring to when they remove it and they bring it to another place. It's not in the heichal. The heichal is not inside the shul. V'im matznim a sefer Torah b'bayit acher, and it continues. And you see that if you bring the sefer Torah somewhere else, imein lebeit haKnesset ela petach echad, if there's only one place, so then only one doorway. So then, what happens? Trichini takev achitz yitzeh a sefer Torah v'yelchu acharav v'makum shematznim oto. So if there's only one exit, and the sefer Torah is going out that way, so then you should wait. V'im yesh l'beit haKnesset shtei petachim. But if there's two exits, and the sefer Torah is going to go out the other exit, so that's also the case of ben gavra l'gavra, sheyecholim latzeit b'petach echad kodem sheyitzeh a sefer Torah b'petach acher. So even though the Sefer Torah is going to go out the other way, you're allowed to go out the other way, at two different doors. So then that's not considered a lack of kavod. Bilvad sheyelechu achar Sefer Torah yavol amakom shematzim etosham. On the condition, though, that you're still leaving behind a group of people who are going to follow the Sefer Torah out the other way. V'mekamot shematzniim oto b'heichal shehu ha'aron b'beit haKnesset. Okay. And here, if you're in a shul where they keep it in the shul in the aron, so then mitzvah lakol mi shalveret lafanav lavoto adifni haaron shemachnisim oto sham is a mitzvah for everyone as they're returning the sefer Torah in the shul to be melavet, to escort it to the to follow it to the aron. V'chen agolo yelech acharav sefer Torah adifni haaron, the one who also the glila should follow it. And follow it and stay there until it enters, it's put inside the aron. So too, it's the minhag when you lift it up. And so too by the one who lifts it up, which is really, he points out, that's the real gola. And it's good to also bring the children to the Sefer Torah as it passes, to kiss it and to be mechanek them and to be zaris in doing mitzvot and kavodat Torah. Okay, Kuf Nun. We are entering Binyan Beit HaKnesset. B'shia Gavua Aleph. Kofin b'nei ha'ir ze'edzel yivnot Beit HaKnesset. Once you have a minyan living in a city, one can force the other one to chip in to pay to build the Beit Knesset. Veliknot lahem Torah Nevi'im uketuvim. And also to pay in order to buy Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah points out that also includes Sfarim. Nowadays we need Sfarim. We need a Shas, we need a Gemara, we need Art Scroll, whatever we need for people to function in a shul properly for learning. We are also to be gova from everybody to chip in. Okay. I'll just point out, the Shulchan Aruch has a little, he points out, that one who's me'akev This is from the Ramah, that someone who prevents someone from building a shul prevents them from doing a mitzvah. But there's a whole discussion. But basically, the Rishonim, the Radbaz, they all say it's a similar idea. Ideally, we should all be able to daven in one shul without any machlokas. However, if people can't get along, then adarabah, it's better to let them have two different shuls, whether it's personality issues, hashkafa issues. That's okay. Just okay. Bet. Ein bonin beit hakneset ela begova shel ir. So there's a halacha. This is an important halacha. We try in mekayim. It's a din lechatchila. But obviously nowadays it's not so possible, or it's not so popular to keep. That you can't make the Beit Knesset is supposed to be built on the highest place of the city. So in Ramat Beit Shemesh, at least in Aleph, that would be, that means all the shuls have to be built around Timna and Mata, on the top of Dolev. V'magbin oto ad shiyah gavoa mikol batei ha'ir shemishtamshim bahem. And also, not only is it supposed to be in the top of the city, it's supposed to be the tallest building. It's based on a usable building. We'll see in a moment. Chazal give in a smachta from Mishlei and Ezra, and it says, "Berosh homiyot tikra." You call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the highest places, the highest parts of the city, and the romem et bet elokeinu. That it should be, our house should be of the highest of houses. It should be higher. That's to give kavod. So, continue in the Shulchan Aruch. La'apuke biraniot. Excluding biraniot, umigdalim, and homes, she'ein mishtamshim behem, that are not used. In other words, it only goes, when we say it needs to be the highest home, usable building, it has to be where it's used. Biraniot, and there are quotes, it's Perush Binyanim Asuyim Lenoi. These are buildings, no one uses them. They're not, no one goes inside them, it seems like. They're just very tall buildings for beauty. So those don't count. Remove them from the equation. V'gam shehu meshupa v'ein ra'uy latashmish, misharin ad hamakom shehu ra'uy latashmish, dehainu she'im yesh aliyah tachat hagag, lo tehegavoa yoter mibeit knesset. So again, we don't want any usable part of a... We count what's... The height is counted by the usable part of the room, or the usable part of the building. If you have a very tall building, the top portion wouldn't be counted, unless inside the roof, you have some people build into their attics. And so even though parts of the walls are coming down on its side, with the slant of the roof, still, so if part of it is usable, then that's counted. If it's not usable, then it's not counted. Haga, ubishat tatchak, but when you have no choice, or sheyesh mitzvat malchut she'en amar shem levnat beit knesset kidino, or there's a halacha in the decree in the law in the town where the goyim don't let you build a beit knesset in the highest area, mutar litpalel bavayit af al pi shedarim ba'aliyah al gabav. So then, nothing you can do about it. You're an onus, and you can have the Beit Knesset anywhere, and you could even have it where it's inside a building when there's other rooms that are used on top of it. Just, it can't be where it's a very bazui services or above the Beit Knesset. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, right. So, anyways, the Meister, the Achronim point out that it's not exactly possible nowadays, and it's not something that we're unfortunately able to keep, either because of the goyim, or because of some say because of we have more hills and it's not practical. Also, we build homes with tall apartments and it's not practical. Anyways. Basically, we assume we're anusim, and we can't help it. Okay, Gimel. Mi shehigbia beito yoter mibeit knesset. Yesh yomim shekofin oto lehashpila. If someone built his home taller than the Beit Knesset, some say, you should force him to demolish his home. V'im asa binyan gavoa yoter b'keren echad mibeit knesset, sagei b'chach. Now, another option besides taking down your home is to increase the height of the Beit Knesset. Now, just adding one little pole, an antenna or something, is not going to help. You have to add at least one wall of the Beit Knesset. Okay. All right. Dalit. Habone k'neged chalon Beit Knesset ein maspik lo b'archakat arba amot lefi shu tzarich or gadol. So by shchenim, by neighbors, you have to make sure you build at least dalit amot from one wall to another where there's a window so the people can get light and use out of their windows. So here it needs to be more because it's a Beit Knesset and we need more light. So it needs to be further than dalit amot. How much? It's not clear. The Mishnah Berurah just points out if once it's at least 8 amot, he believes that's okay. Okay, hey. Ein potchin petach Beit HaKnesset ela keneged atzad shemitpalim bo beoto ha'ir. So where do you make the entrance to the shul? Now this doesn't refer to the lobby, to the entrance room. It refers to the actual Beit Knesset. So when you walk into, if it's straight from the street or if you have a lobby, you walk inside your lobby and then that's the entrance that we're talking about into the shul. So ideally the way it should be built is the wall that everyone's davens and faces in that direction, as they generally it's facing Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim. So on the opposite, you have the entranceway. So when you enter, you're facing the direction that everyone's davening to, and ideally the Aron or the Heichal. She'im itpalim lema'arav yiftechu lamizrach. If everyone faces west, then they should make the entrance on the east side. So when you're entering, you're facing west. Kedei shishtachavu min ha-petach neged ha-aron shul baruch shemitpalim kenegdo. Because ideally the way it's supposed to be is you enter the room and you're facing the direction that you're davening, which is the same direction of where the aron is kept. Obviously, if the aron in the direction is where it's kept, it's a little different, so then that's different opinions exactly how one should face. If it's a little bit off, so some people turn a little bit. Some people, I think most shuls, they face the Aron completely, even if it's a little bit off from the direction of Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim. But different minhagim. And if it's really off, so then there's a machloket which way to face. Okay. Hagah. Ve'osin bima ve'emtza beit ha-kneset. And the bima, where you read the Sefer Shiah Maraleh Korei Batara Yishmu Kulam, where everyone reads the Sefer Torah from, that is supposed to be in the middle of the shul. Ukeshamitpala Shaliach Tzibor. So then, and when one davens, Panav Klape HaKodesh, he should always be facing the Aron HaKodesh. V'seder Yeshiva Kachi, and the way that you sit should be at the Hezekanim, the elders, the Talmid Chachamim, Yoshvim Peneim Klape Ha'am. They sit in the front of the shul, facing everybody. It's in the same direction towards the entrance, and their backs are in the same wall as where the Aron is. Ushaaram kulam yoshvim shurot shurot, and everyone else is in rows. Everyone's facing straight ahead. Pneim klapei hakodesh ufnei hazakenim, and everyone should be sitting in rows towards the kodesh, not around in circles. With their backs. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we're not always so careful on this one, except the thing that you want to watch out for is that at the very least not to have the chairs in front of the Heichal and your backs to the Heichal. Right? It could be on the side, so they're facing the Am, but you don't want to sit where your backs are completely towards the Heichal, the Am. Kufman Aleph, Dine Kedushat Beit HaKnesset. Aleph. Batei Knesiot or Batei Midrashot, Ein Ohagim Behem Kalut Rosh. One cannot have a lightheaded mind when they're in the Beit Knesset. Kegon, such as Schok, they don't joke around, Vihitel, Vesicha Beteila, and just having idle conversation. That's not Divrei Torah. And they don't. You're not allowed to eat and drink in a Beit Knesset. V'lo mitkashtin behem, v'lo mitailin behem. We don't just hang around and use it to relax. V'lo nichnasim behem v'chama, and mipnei achama. We don't enter when it's sunny outside because of the sun. U'bakshami pnei agshami, or if it's raining outside, you don't go inside dafka to a Beit Knesset when it's raining, because that is not kavod to the Beit Knesset. All right. Right. Even for business, it's inappropriate. And Yirich, many Rishonim and Achronim talk how bad it is to have, how important it is to have kavod to the Beit Knesset, and how bad it is, or the other serious and avera it is to be talking sichas betela, especially things that are asurim to talk about. It's asur to say lashon hara and have machlokes, or to embarrass anybody outside the shul. But to do it in the makom amigdash, makom ashchina, kol shekin, it's even that much worse. V'talmidei chachamim v'talmidei amutarim lechol v'lishat behem midochak. Now, Shulchan Aruch writes, but talmidei chachamim, that they're learning their kvius, so then it's mutter for them to eat and drink, because of nidochak. Nidochak either means it's anus, and it'll be bitul tara for them to go somewhere else, or there is no other place for them, there's no room for them, and that's where they are. So for them, they were meka. Okay, so it's mutter for them to eat there, and it's even mutter for them to sleep there. So that's the, but they're not allowed to do things that are derech bizayon, to use it as a shortcut, for example, or to do other things that are worse. Okay. V'yesh omrim, this is the Ramah. V'yesh omrim de beit ha-midrash. But if we're talking about a beit midrash, and nowadays we usually consider, it depends on the situation, some batei kenesiyot are strictly used for davening. But we usually can assume that nowadays our batei kenesiyot are also batei midrashot. So that actually has a chumrah and a kula. Beit midrash has a higher level of kedusha, but it does come with certain kulas, because it's chazal. It's too difficult if we're always there and we're always using it, and it's so therefore we have certain kulas for it. So here, based on the Ran, the Ramah is Mekel, and a Beit Midrash, a Fila Shalom Midochak Shari, for regular usages like for eating and drinking, even if you're not a Talmid Chacham, you're allowed to use it in a Beit Midrash, and it doesn't matter if it's in Chutz La'aretz or Eretz Yisrael. So this is a big heter in particular for Ashkenazim, to have to eat and drink in a bet midrash, or a shul that's also treated like a bet midrash. We'll see for Sfardim how it's also meiko. The general, I'll just say it, and we'll see. The general minhag by Sfardim is we only allow it in a shul or a bet midrash if it's tzorach mitzvah. Otherwise, we go after the pure macharber, which only the talmidei chachamim it's mutter for. But generally we're meiko. If there's no option, or it's difficult, you're making a siyum, so the achlishit, even for ilei nishmat, or a yurtzeit. So also, if someone puts out some food, so the minag, even by svardim, is to be meikel. But it has to be some tzorach mitzvah, even a little one. The ein, mechashvim behem cheshbonot, we don't make calculations there, elim kein hem shel mitzvot, unless... Right, no accounting unless it's for the mitzvah for tzedakah. Kagon kupa shel tzedakah or pidyon shvuyim. Ve'ein maspidim behem el in kenya hespedah echad migdol ya'ir. We don't use a shul or a bit midrash for hespedim unless it's for gedol ya'ir, and since they're chashuv and many people are going to come and we need place for them. Shekol ben ya'ir b'dekabtsim v'ba'im lahaspidah. Let's say you need to enter a Beit Midrash or a shul, and your only purpose is just to call somebody. You should learn something, or yomar devar shmua, which is devar halacha or a mishnah, pasuk. We said first you do that. So you don't call him first. You first do your you do your mitzvah, so it shows that you entered the shul for a mitzvah to learn, and then you call him. So it doesn't look like you're just going for your own purpose. You don't know how to learn. You don't know how to read. So Yomar lechad me'atinakot, krali pasuk shetakorebo. So you stop somebody walking in the shul and you say, here, tell me a pasuk. Oyesha me'at v'achar kach yitze. Or you sit down, you rest at least the amount of time it takes to walk. And Mishnah Berurah, here, it's going to be here. How long? The amount of time it takes to walk, 8 tfachim. Alright? I don't know. A couple seconds. Kach yitze she'eshiva behem mitzvah, because even sitting in a shul is a mitzvah. How long? It's kedei look shnei p'tachim. Amount of time it takes to walk two doorways. Each doorway is 4 tefachim. Okay. Bet. V'yesh romim shema sheshanu b'kdushat bet hekanad midrashot. Rotzil amar shol rabim dumir de bet knesset. Aval yach inakoveh midrashot bebeit otzarcho en lo kedusha kol kach. A person has in his house, he has a room designated for learning. So then, that room has a little kedusha, but you're allowed to do whatever you need. It doesn't have any of these restrictions. It's not a Beit Knesset, it's not a Beit Midrash of the public. Gimel. Ein yishenim beBeit Knesset afilu shnat arai. In the Beit Knesset, one cannot even sleep, can't even doze off a little bit while you're sitting. Aval, beBeit Midrash, mutar. But in a Beit Midrash, one could doze off, so it's so one sees if a rabbi is going to speak in a shul, if it's a Beit Knesset, one must be very careful not to put your congregants to sleep. But if you consider your shul a Beit Knesset, so then that's not as problematic. Dalit, letzorach Beit Knesset mutar leachol velishon betocho. In a Beit Knesset, one is allowed to eat and sleep if it's you're doing it for the sake of the shul, like you're on guard duty. And mitam zeh yeshenim b'leil Yom Kippurim b'Beit Knesset. They sit there in Yom Kippur. I feel it's a mitzvah acheret, or for any mitzvah you're allowed to. Kagon shenit kapsim le'aber hashana b'Beit Knesset, or you want to be you're making a seuda to make a leap year, so an extra month. Mutar le'achol sham. So then you're making a seuda mitzvah out of it. So that's what we said. It's a seuda mitzvah, even according to the Shulchan Aruch we make it. And yes, okay. Ayula Beit Knesset. Here, let's just read one more. Ayula Beit Knesset. Shtei p'tachim. A Beit Knesset has two entrances. Le Knesset p'tach etzel la'soto derech la'tzeit b'petach hasheni la'katzer darko. You can't use it as a shortcut. You need to get to the other side. You can't walk right through the Beit Knesset. We're talking about the main shul. We're not talking about the lobby. But if that was the walkway, and then later on everyone used to walk that way, but then they built the shul one day in the middle of your walkway. So since the walkway was there first, then you're allowed to. Also, if you went there for another purpose, you went there to learn. And then you're allowed to, if it's quicker, to go out the second entrance, so that's fine. But kashenichnas bolit palo. Now, if you go into the shul to daven, so then Shulchan Aruch says, and v'davka mutar, you're allowed to lemishenichnas petach zel etiv petach acha. You're allowed to go into one entrance and out the other entrance. Some have the nusach of it's a mitzvah. All right. That it's preferable to go out the other way because it's more kavod to not backtrack in your steps. So, okay, done.